So just finding your seat, however you choose to meditate, just settling down for the next 10 or so minutes. It's important to be comfortable, but also to be in a position where you're naturally alert. So if you're in a chair, not slumping, but just finding a nice upright, easily alert posture. And it's important to be comfortable throughout this practice, just taking your time to settle into it. And if you find any discomfort, feeling free to move, to adjust. The important thing is to be kind to yourself. So just opening awareness out, taking in your surroundings so you have a real sense of where you're sitting. Maybe feeling the support of your seat, or if you're lying down, the floor, the mattress. Or you might be standing, so just feeling the support through your feet. A mindfulness practice is a process. We're going to follow a process. We're not trying to get rid of thoughts or to get rid of difficult sensations or emotions. We're here to observe, to watch, to notice. So having a sense of how your body is right now. Any difficult sensations, but maybe also opening up to those parts of the body that are not signaling or asking for attention, just appreciating the whole body sitting here. And also noticing thoughts and feelings. Even in a meditation, thoughts and feelings will come and go. So thinking is almost as natural for the mind as breathing is for the body. So this isn't a wrestling match with our thoughts. Rather, we're going to try and come into a different relationship with our thoughts. So choosing a focus for your meditation. We often use the breath. The breath is always there. But for most of our daily life, we don't notice it unless we exert ourselves and get out of breath. So the invitation in this practice is to notice the natural breath, just to feel the natural breath coming and going. Sensing it in the nostrils, in the back of the nose, sensing it in the throat, maybe even being able to feel the sensation of air in the lungs as they fill and empty. sensing too the movement of the body as you breathe, its natural, hopefully easy movement, the chest rising and falling, maybe ever so subtly, the belly expanding and contracting, and just observing the breath. And our natural mind is going to continue to think, and eventually you'll find yourself drawn into thinking or focusing on a body sensation. And that's perfectly okay, it's perfectly natural. But in this practice, the invitation is to pause when you notice you've lost focus on the breath. To notice and acknowledge where the attention has gone into thinking, be it planning, daydreaming, worrying. And then not judging yourself in any way for this lack of focus, but just gently, ever so gently, redirecting the attention back onto the next breath. Feeling this breath and this breath. And so we continue with the practice, following the breath as best we can. And when we notice the attention has drifted, with no fuss, with no judgment, we pause. We take note of where the mind has gone. And then gently return the attention onto the next breath. So there are no particular goals in this practice. We're not trying to achieve the maximum number of breaths we observe. It's about learning to come out of our thinking or come out of our focus on difficult body sensations and just gently return into an awareness of the breath. The breath is always there. And we can always access it. Just observing the breath, this breath, and this breath. And as we come to the end of the practice, taking our time, just emerging gently from the practice, as carefully as we settled into it. Maybe if the eyes were closed, gently blinking them open. It may be nice to stretch. Maybe take a deep breath as you gently let go of the practice. And continuing with your day.